Welcome to Small Time Leaders, a 10-minute podcast about how giving credit to others can help you experience more success and meaning in your leadership and life. My name is Michael Allen Tate, but my friends call me Mike. I work with accomplished business people who want to design a personal strategy to make their next big move their best move. In each of my podcasts, you will hear a successful leader talk about a couple of people in their lives who did or said a small thing that was so on point and profound that it still impacts how they live and work today, which I've come to call small-time leader moments.
A few weeks ago, I heard David Fleming speak at my Rotary Club. I was so impressed with his presence and his certainty of purpose that I couldn't wait to have him on my podcast. David Fleming is president and CEO of Rev Birmingham, which was formed in 2012 through the merger of Operation New Birmingham and Main Street Birmingham. Rev creates vibrant commercial districts in Birmingham's city center and historic neighborhoods. David is a native of Birmingham, graduated from Vestavia High School, got his bachelor's degree from Samford University and master's in public and private management from Birmingham Southern College. David's passion for city building and historic preservation has influenced his civic engagement in roles including chairman of the Birmingham Planning Commission, Metropolitan Planning Organization, and officers in several neighborhood associations. The Birmingham Business Journal has recognized David as a top 40 under 40 awardee and repeatedly as one of the city's most influential executives. David and his wife, Brooke, have a young son, Thomas. They live in the Crestwood neighborhood of Birmingham in a historic home. They are active members of the Cathedral Church of the Advent, where David sings in the choir. Hello, David. It's good to have you with me today. I know you have a busy, busy life that you're living. I appreciate you making some time for me.
So, Thank you for having me.
How's your Monday morning going?
You know, it's been a good Monday. Sometimes they spiral out of control quickly, but this one has sort of stayed in the lane, and that's good. So I'm glad to be here. Thanks for letting me come on.
Yeah, I sometimes wonder why I do these on Mondays. But anyway, so before we begin, you tell us about that person in your life who made a big difference for you. Tell us something you're thankful for, you're grateful for today.
Well, you know, my parents have both just celebrated their 50th wedding anniversary, and so that's fresh on my mind. I'm thankful for them. I'm thankful for their, you know, through the good times, the bad, all the stuff that you, you know, say in your wedding vows, you know, they've lived them out, and they're still going, and I'm very grateful to have had a, you know, solid family. I mean, every family goes through its trials and stuff, but, you know, I'm grateful for them. And so that's been on my mind a good bit. And I'm only on 18 years of marriage, so I got a long way to go to catch up to 50, but, you know, my goal is certainly to get there. So,
yeah, well, you have a good role models for sure.
Hi, this is Mike. Man, has this been a tough year. I'm currently working with several leaders in organizations and some entrepreneurs who have struggled successfully through 2020. But with 2021 looming, they're all wondering, what move do I need to make next year? With my team that's just tired and wanting some direction, or even for their own career wondering, what's next for me? If you're close to being in this same boat, I encourage you to take a look at the resources on my website, my blogs, books, and tools. And if you'd like to just chat a while about your situation, click on the contact tab, and I'll be happy to set up a time to talk with you. Thank you for letting me interrupt. Now back to the show.
So David, tell us about someone who did something that changed who you are and how you live.
Well, I'll tell you the story of, I'll go back to my time in college. I went to Samford University, and I was, you know, trying to figure out what I was doing with my life, which, you know, which everybody's doing. And I really was interested in history. I ended up deciding to be a history major instead of something practical like a business major or something like that. I, you know, flirted with that for a while, but, you know, I really loved history and I loved political science. And so that I decided that was what I should do. And so I was in that field of study. I was really fortunate because a lot of wonderful professors at Samford, but at the time, one who I got the privilege of being in class with was the former governor of Alabama, Albert Brewer. And some people may know Brewer having been, he became governor in the late 60s when Lurleen Wallace died. He was lieutenant governor. He became governor. And he was served there for a couple of years, but it was very impactful 2 years. He was doing a lot of reform-oriented things in education and in the judiciary. But in 1970, he ran for governor for full term and ended up leading in the initial vote. But then in the runoff with George Wallace, we had a race that many people consider one of the nastiest in Alabama political history. And he ended up losing to Wallace. And so, but he's the kind of guy that went on to do good things. He went back in the law, became a law professor. He founded the Public Affairs Research Council of Alabama, and was just a wonderful human being. And so I got to be in his class, take Alabama history, which was cool because this guy had witnessed a lot of it. Then also took state and local government class. He technically was a law school professor, but he did a couple of his undergraduate things. And so that relationship I was able to develop with him. I took interest in it because I knew there was so much to learn from a guy like that, and I had seen so much. But he seemed to take interest in me, and so what I appreciated was I would often, if I had a little spare time, I would go into the building that at the time was serving as the law school building on Samford's campus, and I'd climb all the stairs up to the very top floor, almost the attic, where he had an office up there at the very top. I would always remember going to the door, which was sort of a light wood color, but had a square window in it that was, sort of a window you couldn't see through, but it was glass, and I would knock on the door and I'd see if he was there. And if he was there, he would never turn me away. So I sat down with him often and I would ask for stories about, from his past, from political history and all that kind of stuff. But he always asked me, what I want to do with my life. And we would talk about my interest that at that point was still developing in economic development and, revitalization of cities and Birmingham in particular, and really loving my city and wanting to make it a better place. And, he wanted to know if I was ever going to run for office, all that other kind of stuff. And there were a couple of things he told me. One, he shared with me, because he assumed that I might someday be interested in some very public positions or public service or something like that. And he said, David, no matter what you do, you should always be something else other than just the title that you hold at the time or the office you hold at the time. I'm sure he may have been speaking a little bit from his own history. He was Speaker of the House at a young age. By the time he was 35, he was Lieutenant Governor and then Governor. And then all of a sudden, what he probably thought was the path, changed. So, he always said, you need to know who you are and be who you are because that title isn't who you are, right? But here was the real key advice he gave, the thing that really helped me. Because I was trying to decide what was my next move after undergraduate education. And again, I remember I was sort of thinking, history was fun, but, what was very practical? What would I do? What could I do that would really give me some good, a good practical, path forward? Yeah.
Where could you get a job, basically?
Right. And have very easy, clear, like, this is what he is. And I told him, one of my options I was thinking about, a lot of people majored in history and all went into law, went to law school. And I thought, maybe I should go to law school because the law degree is very practical. And I knew a lot of people that used law degrees and went on and did a lot of, variety of different things. But it was a good degree to have. And, I thought it'd be of interest. And now, Albert Brewer obviously was a lawyer, he was a law professor. He thought very highly of the profession of law. And he thought, he loved law, loved lawyers and lawmakers and, thought that, it was a noble profession and all that. And so he started asking me some questions and, why did I want to go to law school and where would I want to go? And then he finally asked me the key question, which was the one that I believe he was really teeing up for the whole time. And because he knew the things I was talking about that I really wanted to do, talking about economic development, that sort of stuff. And he said, David, do you want to practice law?
Wow.
And I thought about it for a minute. I said, I don't want to practice law. And they looked at me and said, then don't go to law school. And I didn't. It was sort of decided for me in that moment that was not what I needed to do. he asked me the right question. And it made me kind of realize, you know, what I really needed to do for that particular decision. Right. And again, it's not that he didn't like law or wouldn't encourage people to go into law, but he wanted people to go into law that really wanted to practice law.
Right. He obviously was a good lawyer. He knew how to ask those kind of questions. How's that impacted you since that time? I know it certainly changed your career choice, but in your life and your work now, how does what Brewer did for you help you?
Well, it cleared the path for the right choice. I mean, it took what would have been one of the wrong choices off the table, right? And it helped me focus more on developing more of the skills and experience around economic and community development and management in the public realm and that sort of thing that I really needed to probably develop more of. But also taught me, I think, that, you know, it's better when, especially when you're dealing with people, to ask them questions that lead them to the answers that are within them, as opposed to just telling them what you think. And so I think as a manager now, as a leader, I try to, you know, be hesitant to impose my, well, except there are always times you got to make the decision as a CEO, right? But, you know, I often try to ask the right questions of the people around me to draw out and make them think and make people sort of talk out loud through the process of thinking it, you know, and especially I think Brewer knew the right answer for me before he asked the question, but he asked the question that made me say it and not him. That was a style of leadership that I learned, as well as just something that really sort of put me more on the path I should have been on.
Well, David, thanks so much for sharing about Albert Brewer and how he taught you to have more than an office, have something else in your life to be a part of your life, to ask the right questions and help people find their own way. Thanks so much for being with us today. And we'll look forward to having you on Thursday and hearing about your next small time leader. Thanks again, David.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening. I'd like to leave you with a thought. I believe that we live in a small world that often feels out of control, but I also believe there is a big God who is in control and who speaks to us in a still, small voice. And if we just listen, we may be granted the occasion to make a positive difference in someone's life. So I challenge you to be a small-time leader today and help someone see themselves in a brand new way. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. For more information about my firm, blog, products, today's special guest, please go to michaelallentate.com or smalltimeleaders.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the Small Time Leader podcast so you never miss an episode. And join our Facebook group for more exclusive content. I'll see you on the next episode of Small Time Leaders.